Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
And it is time once again for Hometown Values here on WOMT with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Kyle, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How's it going today?
I can't complain, sir. How are you?
Hey, doing well, man. Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, last week we were talking about the differences between a credit union and a bank. And, you know, we had a lot of great things. If people want to get the podcast, go to WMTRadar.com. You can check that out. One of the things, in my opinion, that really separates Shoreline from a lot of other credit unions and banks, shall we say, in the area, is your community involvement with events and sponsorships. And we got a big one coming up next Saturday, February 18th.
February 19th.
February 19th. See, I was one day off.
Yes, yeah. Well, this Saturday. Just this Saturday.
There we go.
But yeah, you're right. And thanks for bringing that up. That is a huge difference for us, and something that I'm really proud of personally is our community involvement, right? Actually, I'm part of the Manitowoc Noon Rotary Club, and Shoreline supports me being involved with that. Giving back to the community is a huge piece. So. Yeah.
They support you being involved in a lot of different organizations.
That is true.
You and I are talking about, you know, like, oh, hey, you're in this part and that committee and so on and so forth. But Rotary, hey, great organization. Rotarians, love them. Thank you for what you do in the community. Next Saturday, big event.
A big event. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. Actually, this is our first year for it. We picked it up from the JCs, who have run a successful event, so there's some pressure to do as well as the JCs did, right? But
it's Brewfest.
It's Brewfest. It's beer. How are we going
to
fail?
Yes. Cheers to the Brewfest, my friend. It's taking place next Saturday at the Expo.
Okay. Over 30 breweries involved, including all of our great local ones. Yeah. You know, Paul from Petskull will be there, as well as all the guys from Sabbatical. Showing off some of their new
and
beers.
And here's the deal, right? 30 different breweries, but every brewery is bringing like a few.
Yeah, if you
generally speaking.
Correct. And if you can't find a beer you like there, you actually
don't
like
beer.
Beer.
Yes. Because there is a lot. And so next week, you know, hey, and the reality is there's a lot of people that make this possible.
You bet. You bet. And I want to take just a minute to thank some of our sponsors, from Brees Malting, Manitowoc Cranes, Dr. Joe Trader and his wife, Legend Larry's, Fox Communities Credit Union, Bank First, Schnell Electric, Hawkins Ash, VT Industries, EVM Inc., Manitowoc Ice, Shipbuilders Credit Union, Fricky Printing, and of course, CHitForNews.com.
Yes, sir. We are proud to be part of that. A lot of sponsors really have stepped up to make this possible, to bring it back, right? We didn't have it in 21, didn't have it in 20, if I remember correctly. 20, no, I think we did.
20 it did 20 because it was early enough.
Yes.
But yes.
21 we did not. So right. Brewfest is back. Beer and beer and more beer.
It should be a lot of fun. Tickets are going pretty fast. Yeah. So if you have not secured yours already, please do. If we do have any available, we will have them at the door.
Okay.
Little cost increase there. So 35 in advance, 40 at the door. But.
And generally speaking, I mean, years past, like, this event has sold out.
It has.
So don't wait, you know, the day of to get tickets. Right. You know, purchase your tickets now.
If you haven't got them, stop at Superior Liquors. At Petskull, as we mentioned, the Sabbatical Brewery, or Ryan's on York.
Okay, so those are the places to go and get your tickets for Brewfest. But again, Shoreline, you know, we thank Shoreline for their support for so many community events and organizations. Again, that's a big part of who you are.
It is, and it's one of the reasons we decided to do this radio show is so we could highlight some of those events we are involved in and just throw a little more publicity to them so people show up and
absolutely
have a great time.
Kyle, how do people connect with Shoreline if they want to kind of check out some of the rates that we have going on right now and really join, become a member owner?
The best way to do that, Terry, is to go online to shorelinecu.org.
And we'll talk to you next week, my friend, here on WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode. Or download the podcast anytime at WOMTRadio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values. Hometown Rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting Station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Values. Hometown Rewards.